The Gemara Menachos in Daf Samach Vav discusses many aspects of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and it points out that the Torah emphasizes not only counting the days of Tisbru Chamishim Yom, but also counting weeks as well. And the Gemara quotes a stunning shita of Amemar that Bizman Hazeh Sfiras HaOmer is only Drabanan, because we do not have Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Minchas HaOmer, and therefore it's enough to count days, it's not necessary to count weeks. The Gemara tells us Amemar Mani Yomei V'lo Mani Shavua, because Zecher LeMikdash. And this is based on a twofold assumption, that number one, clearly, Sfiras HaOmer is only Drabana, but number two, the therefore, since something is only considered to be a Zecher LeMikdash, it doesn't have to be fulfilled with all the rigor, with all the detail, as though it was considered to be a mitzvah. So Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, that obviously you have to count days, you have to count weeks, but things are different now, because if it's a Zecher LeMikdash, you have to do that which resembles, but it doesn't have to be exactly similar to the actual mitzvah itself. And we disagree lahalacha. After all, we assume like Tanda Debei Rav Ashi that one is obligated to count days as well as weeks. And since the statement of Amemar is based on a twofold premise, drabana, and therefore it doesn't have to be done with all the halachic rigor, so one could question, we who disagree, are we disagreeing with point A, point B, or maybe even both assertions? If you look in the Rambam, Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tumidim Umusafim, the Rambam writes that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is Min HaTorah, even without Beis HaMikdash, even without the Minchas HaOmer, that nonetheless, you still have a mitzvah Daraisa. So therefore, the fundamental premise of Amemar, it's only a Din D'Rabbanan, point one, the Rambam writes, the other Chachamim dispute, and that is the Psaka of the Rambam. Rov Rishonim disagree, and maintain that is not true, that is not considered to be the basis of the Machlokes at all. Tosus writes, Amenachos Nafsamach Vav, and that's what the Balamor and the Ramban assume in the very end of Meseches Psachim, that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is only D'Rabbanan, it is a Zecher LeMikdash. However, point two, just because it's a Zecher LeMikdash, does that necessarily mean that you're able to cut corners? The view apparently of a Amemar is, yeah, it doesn't have to exactly replicate the mitzvah Daraisa, and the Chachamim apparently disagree, maintain that's not true, despite the fact that it's a Zecher LeMikdash, it must be done with all of its detail. So that's a fundamental machlokis. If a person were to ask you in other cases, which are clearly a Zecher LeMikdash, do you need every single detail or do you not? So one could argue, according to Rov Rishon, that's exactly the machlokis. Amemar Tana Rav Ashi. And we paskin that yes, you have to count days, you have to count weeks, so even a Zecher LeMikdash has to replicate the mitzvah itself. According to the Rambam, not necessarily. The reason that we insist on counting days and weeks is because it's not a Zecher LeMikdash, it's a mitzvah min HaTorah. But had it been a Zecher LeMikdash, maybe a Amemar would be correct. That a Zecher LeMikdash does not require each and every detail. Differences, for example, when it comes to Netilah Luluv and Esrog, on Shar Yemei HaChag, that everyone agrees. That's not Daraisa at all. U'lakachtum lechem biyom rishon. The first day is Daraisa. A second day is Sveika Dioma. The balance is only a Zecher LeMikdash. So someone were to ask you, does a Zecher LeMikdash require all of the details of the mitzvah netilah as though it was Yantif Rishon? So a starting point was, maybe it depends on this machlokes and the other Rishonim. There's a beautiful comment that Netziv has in the very beginning of the Haggadah that already many are bothered by Urchatz. Why is it that all of a sudden we wash at that particular time? Is that really mi'ikar hadin? That whenever tibulo b'mashka, whenever you dip, for example, vegetables in liquid, you're obligated to wash? Or is that something which is quite different? One should argue tibulo b'mashka applies when we're more careful, more meticulous about tuma, intara, bezman shebeis hamikdash kayam, but not necessarily bezman hazeh. And we do it here for different reasons. Maybe just simply to do things in a somewhat unusual fashion. So then it writes as follows, that there are many things that we do at the Seder that even if it doesn't technically apply Bizman Hazeh, but the whole Seder is a Zecher Lamikdash, not only an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of separating Yitzhak Mitzrayim, yes, but we go ahead and do those things, wearing a kittel, for example. The Netziv writes, is a zeichel Lamikdash, the way we would dress if we were partaking of Karban Pesach. And he writes, since, bisman shebeis HaMikdash kayom, tibula b'mashke, so therefore we initiate and we incorporate those things that are a zeichel Lamikdash. So the Netziv writes that Urchas, at the very onset of the Seder, that is a zeichel Lamikdash. Someone, for example, were to ask you, given the fact that it's a Zeichel HaMikdash, so do you need all the halachic detail of Netilas Yadayim, Chatzitza, and Kli, and Shir, Vias, and so on? Maybe one could argue, yeah, that depends on this issue. To what extent does a Zeichel HaMikdash have to exactly copy, mimic, replicate the mitzvah as though it was done Me'ikar Hadin? So those are two very important views as Sfiras Ono Bizman Hazeh, the Rambam Shita, Daraisa, the view of Rov Roshonim, only Yadin, the Rabbanan. In the past, I've mentioned the Shita of Rabbi Yerucham that maintains that there is a split. Because when you look in the Parshios, in Emor and in Re'eh, Rabbi Yerucham points out, you notice something which is striking, and that is that, yes, the Torah mentions the offering of the Minchas HaOmer. Seemingly, that is a critical component to trigger the Sfiras HaOmer. However, the Torah only mentions it in reference to weeks and not in reference to days. When it comes to the mitzvah of counting days, the Torah tells us, Tisru Chamishim Yom. When the Pasuk prefaces, Miyom Haviyachem Esomer Hatznufo, that is, Sheva Shabbosos Timos Tihiena. So the Torah seems to link counting of the weeks with the Minchas HaOmer, but not counting of the days. So Rabbeinu Rucham's Shita is that when we count, we are fulfilling a twofold kiyum. Number one, counting days, which is a mitzvah daraisa. And counting weeks is only a zecher lemikdash. And Rabbeinu Rucham goes a step further. If a person were to ask you that why is it that we only recite a single bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, why don't you recite two different brachos? After all, the Gemara does tell us, mitzvah l'mimei yomei, mitzvah l'mimei shavoi. A mitzvah to count days, a mitzvah to count weeks. So the simple answer would be, is you're right, but they're not two independent mitzvahs. They are two chelkei ha-mitzvah, and therefore the one bracha of al Sfiras HaOmer covers counting days as well as covers counting weeks. That would be the simple answer, which is true according to most Rishonim. According to the Rambam, it's a single mitzvah daraisa, counting days and weeks. According to Tosus, a single mitzvah derabanan bezmanazev, counting days and weeks, but irrespective of daraisa derabanan, one bracha which covers both. Rabbi Yerucham writes, really that's not true. The bracha is only on counting days. The bracha is not at all on counting weeks. Counting days is the mitzvah, and therefore you recite a bracha on counting of the days. Counting weeks is only a zeichel amikdash, and then stunning chiddush of Rabbeinu Rucham, you don't recite a bracha on a zeichel lamikdash. And bizman shebeis amikdash kayam, they used to recite two brachos on Sfiras HaOmer. One on counting days, one on counting weeks. That's a very, very great chiddush. After all, you know, the Shita of the Rambam, the Shita of Rashi, Tefillin are two independent mitzvahs, the Tefillah Shoyad and Tefillah Shorosh. But yet, you recite a single bracha on both. Because the bracha of Lahaniach, Tefillin, is just as applicable to the Tefillah Shoyad as is to the Tefillah Shorosh, and therefore one bracha could cover both. Even Tosus Ashita Brachos Tav Samach, that you recite two brachos on tefillin, it's not because that the Tefillah Shoyad and Tefillah Shorosh are two separate mitzvahs, therefore it warrants two separate brachos. You know, the Rambam is the one who counts tefillin as two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam writes a single bracha. And Tosus, who maintains there are two different brachos, Tosus is explicit that even if all you would put on is the Tefillah Shorosh, you still recite two brachos. It's not that one is on the Yad and one is on the Rosh. It's not clear why Tosus assumes there are two brachos on tefillin, but it is not because Yad and Rosh. Tosus is clear, even if you put one on, the tefillah shel Rosh, you still recite two different brachos. It must be because of two aspects, two elements, two kiyumim of tefillin, but not because of one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. So even if one were to argue that there is sphira on days, independent of sphira of weeks, it's still a very great chiddush to maintain that, you know, one bracha is insufficient and you need two. But that is the shita of Rabbi Yerucham. And the only reason we don't do so bizman hazeh is because counting weeks is only a zeichel hamikdash and no bracha on zeichel hamikdash. So three different shitas that one finds in the Rishonim, either both counting days and weeks are on the same plane, Rambam Daraisa, Tosfos Drabanan, or Shita 3, Rabbi Yerucham, that splits. Rabbi Yerucham writes, look, this is clear from the Parsha. When you look in the Psukim that describe Sfira Sa'omer, isn't it clear that the linkage to Mincha Sa'omer is when it comes to weeks and not when it comes to days? But Rabbi Yerucham doesn't explain, like, why. Like, why in the world should that be the case? Now, I understand, you know, both elements. Maybe you'll argue that, look, the Torah tells us that Sfira Somer is rooted in Mincha Somer. I understand, and therefore, Drabanan. Or maybe one could argue, no, independent, and therefore both are Daraisa. But even though, yes, it's a very fascinating Ha'ara, that the Torah links that part, and not this part, but why, in fact, should that be? If you look in the Or Sameach, in Perek Zayin of Ilchos Tamidim and Musafim, or Sameach writes that, look, this is the sheet of Rabbi Yerucham. He begins by saying, okay, you have to assume it's a Gzeiras HaKosev, Gzeiras HaMelechi, like a chok. Like, why should that be? Why should that be at all? You understand the two other positions, but why split between counting days and counting weeks? And then Or Sameach writes that, ooh, Sod Hashem Yireyav, he thinks that it's an explicit Gemara. A Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Andafe. And he explains as follows. You know, if a person, for example, on the onset of Sukkot, on the onset of Pesach, fails to go ahead and to bring the requisite karbanos, he doesn't bring his karban chagiga, he doesn't bring the karbanos of Re'iyah, so in such a case that, you know, holeich v'chogeg, he can do so for the week, for the duration of Yantiv. He can do so throughout Pesach, he can do so throughout Sukkot. You know that a person who didn't bring, for example, the Chagiga on Sukkot can even bring it on Shmini Atzeres, a Chiddush, even on Shmini Atzeres. Because after all, it doesn't have its independent carbon, but nonetheless, it's Bechlal Hayantif, and therefore, a person can go ahead and do so at that particular time. You know, the Ramah is troubled that many, many different minhagim. How do you describe in Davening in Kiddush, Shmini Atzeres? Right. What term exactly do you use in many, many different neskos? The Rama writes, you can't even use the word chag at all. You can't use the word chag. Because the word chag means a karban chagiga. We don't translate it just as a festival. But chag is a reference to karban chagiga. The Gemara in Sukkah, Dav, Tes. If the Torah tells us chag asukos, the Gemara says, kishem shechal. Shem Shamem ala Chagiga Kachal ala Sukkah. It means, in a certain sense, the Kedusha of the Sukkah is elevated to resemble that of a Karban Chagiga. And that's why it's appropriate to juxtapose the mitzvah of Sukkah and the offering of the Karban Chagiga. And we don't do that. We use a term, Chag, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres. Why do we use the word chag? So the simple answer is, even if one should assume that chag is a specific reference to karban chagiga, but in principle, if you didn't offer the karban chagiga earlier, you could even offer it on Shmini Atzeres as well, and therefore the appropriateness of invoking that word of chag. So we have a broader window to offer, for example, those karbanos. So I understand one can offer it for the duration of Pesach, the duration of Sukkot. What about when it comes to Shavuos? So the Gemara writes, in Rosh Hashanah Daf Hei, the same is true when it comes to Shavuos. If a person didn't offer those karbanos on Shavuos, he can offer it for the week, an entire week. That's striking. For a week? You know, the week of Pesach, week of Sukkot is Pesach, it's Sukkot. No, the week of Shavuos, the week of Shavuos. Not Shavuos, but a single day. Where do you see that indeed is true? The Gemara says the following, an interesting chiddush. The Gemara discusses Rosh Chodesh as well. The Gemara raises the following issue, that how do you know Rosh Chodesh is a day? The starting point, the Gemara says, is why should there be a day of Rosh Chodesh? Why should there be a day of Rosh Chodesh? Right now is the Molad. The Molad occurs midday. Midday is the Molad that they're going to announce exactly when the Molad would be. So the Gemara says, wouldn't it make sense to argue that up until the Molad, that is the previous month, and from then on, that is the new month? Why is this so obvious that the unit is a day? Why should the unit be a day? Once there is the Molad Halavana, why not argue that the new month has begun? The Gemara says, you know, it's based on a pasuk, because the Torah says the following, Ad Chodesh Yamim. The unit is a yom. In other words, that the Chodesh is divided into days, a month is divided into days, and since the unit is days, the Rosh Chodesh is going to be a day. And therefore, the entire day is Rosh Chodesh. No, Din Daraisa. As opposed to arguing that, you know, once there is a Molad Halavana, the new month has begun. So the Gemara tells us the following, that Minei Yamim, you count days, V'Kadesh Chodesh. The Gemara says so too when it comes to Shavuos, that Minei Shavuos, V'Kadesh Atzeres. You count weeks, Sheva Shabbosos Timus Tihiena, and now you consecrate Shavuos. So the Gemara says, oh, wait a second, if that's really it, I understand. When it comes to Chodesh, so good, days, and therefore Rosh Chodesh is a day. When it comes to Shavuos, you count weeks. You don't just count weeks, you also count days of Tisperu Chamishim Yom. So you know what the Gemara answers? Rosh Hashanah Daf Hei? Well, you have to count both. You have to count the days of Shavuos, you have to count the weeks. You have to count days leading up to Shavuos. You have to count the weeks leading up to Shavuos. A mitzvah l'mimei yomei, a mitzvah l'mimei shavui. Count days and count weeks. In other words, you count days and there's a day of Rosh Chodesh. You count days, there's a day of Shavuos. You count weeks, there's a week of Shavuos. There's a day of Shavuos, there's a week of Shavuos. And that's why you count days and that's why you count weeks. What does it mean to say there's a day of Shavuos? Well, that's obvious. There's a day of Shavuos. There's a day of Shavuos. Shavuos is a single day. The Kedushas Hayom of Yontif is a single day. You count days, so, and therefore Kadesh Shavuos. But you also count weeks. There's a week of Shavuos. Where do you see that there's a week of Shavuos? You count weeks in order to consecrate the week of Shavuos. What is the week of Shavuos? The Gemara says exactly this halacha, that if the Karbanos were not offered on the day of Shavuos, so therefore, holeich v'chogeg, you can offer it the entire week of Shavuos. And where do you see there's a concept, a chalos, a category, a status of a week of Shavuos? The Gemara says that's exactly mitzvah l'mimnei shavui, to consecrate the week of Shavuos. So if a person were to ask you, in what sense is there a day of Shavuos? The answer is obvious. A day of Shavuos. A day of Shavuos is the Kedushas Yom of Shavuos, the Sri Malacha, Kiddush, Havdalah, Kavod, Oneg, Simcha. Yeah, a day of Shavuos. What do you mean a week of Shavuos? A week of Shavuos is only relevant and meaningful for the Karbanos Harega. For the Karbanos Harega. So Bizman Hazeh, that you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you don't have the Karbanos HaRegel, yeah, Ben Rucham writes that counting the weeks is only a Zeichel HaMikdash. Of course it's only a Zeichel HaMikdash. The whole concept, the whole relevance of counting weeks is only a detail within the Karbanos HaRegel. So if you don't have HaKrevas HaKarbanos, why would you argue that that is a mitzvah daraisa? And that's then exactly why that the Pasuk links the Karbanos HaRegel with counting of the weeks, but not with the counting of the days. If it's in so seamlessly, it's like, why didn't I think of that? Like, yeah, like, I understand what seemed like to be a chok. No, something which is indeed so mistaken. And that's the view of Rabbi Yerucham, that you don't make a bracha on counting weeks because it's only a Zeichel HaMikdash. And Rabbi Yerucham writes that this is true when it comes to Korech at the Lel Seder. Since it's Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel, you don't recite a bracha on Korech. Unlike those who maintain that of course you recite a bracha on Korech. 5 minutes earlier, he recited a bracha on Matzah and on Maror. And the bracha on matz and maror covers. A person will ask you, how come there are no brachos on tkiyah shofar? Right, in the middle and end of davening, the answer is, what do you mean? Earlier, we made a bracha, and the bracha embraces all. Rabbi Nirochan writes, not necessarily. That there is no bracha on counting of the weeks. There is no bracha on korech, because it is only considered to be a zeich el amigdash. And Rabbi Nirochan writes, that's the sugi and sukkah, daf mem dalid, that chavita de hoshana. Hoshanos and Hoshana Rabbah. Why is it no bracha? Because it is only a Zeich el HaMikdash. The mitzvah of Hoshana is in Mikdash. And as a Zeich el HaMikdash, one does not recite a bracha. So that's the shita of Rabbi Yerucham. The no bracha on counting of the weeks, because that is considered to be a Zecher LaMikdash. The Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph Siman Lametes writes a chiddush lahalacha that we generally don't paskin like, and that is the following: that if a person, for example, missed a day of the Omer, we're chayish for the view of the halachos Kedolos and Tosus and Av Samach Vav that he can no longer continue to count. But what about when I come to the end of the week? Because, you know, it's a little bit unclear. It is a significant machlokas Rishonim that when we say there's a mitzvah to count weeks, what exactly does that mean? Does it mean that on 7, 14, 21, 28, there's a mitzvah of counting weeks? Or does it mean there's a mitzvah to break down even the intermediate days that, you know what, that this is 3 weeks and one day, but at least when you come to the ends, everyone agrees that's a mitzvah of counting weeks. So the possible chiddush of Beis Halevi, if a person didn't count day 15, and he counts day 16, 17, 18 without a bracha, but day 21, can he count with a bracha? So he writes the following chiddush, according to Rabbi Yerucham, certainly not, because there is no bracha on counting of weeks. But he writes, we don't pasken like Rabbi Yerucham. We pasken like Rov Rishonim, that the bracha is on counting days and counting weeks, and therefore his suggestion is that even if he missed 15, when he gets to 21, that you can count with a bracha because of the mitzvah of counting weeks. We don't necessarily assume by that view of the Beis Halevi, but that indeed is the chiddush of the Beis Halevi. So, great insight of the Rosh Hashanah. In terms of this shita of Rabbi Yerucham, the distinction between counting days as opposed to that of counting weeks. We know that Mikar Hadin, the days of Sfira, are days that are great days of Simcha. The Ramban writes in Parshas Emor that, you know, really the Pesach is considered Al Pidin to be Yantif Rishon, and Shavuos is considered to be the last day of Yantif Achram. And all the intermediate days are considered to be days of Chol HaMoed, replete with elements of Simcha, anticipation of Kabbalah Satorah. And yet, the Gemara tells us tragically that we commemorate the demise of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva during this time, and therefore what initially were days of pristine simcha, the simcha is tempered, the simcha is marred, there are elements of avelus. It wouldn't necessarily be correct to assume, that's what Rav Avadya Yosef writes, Nechavadas, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chavdala, that you can't equate these with the 3 weeks between Shavuos, Bet Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av. These are not inherently days of avelus, and therefore one cannot necessarily assume that all those halachos apply during the Mei HaSfira. But undeniably, if the Gemara tells us Daf Samafez Nivamos that Umesu Kulam BePerek Echa, that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were Nifter this particular time, right? So yes, this is considered to be a period that is a fusion Simcha, but also no doubt significant elements of Avelus itself, the Tira of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Al Shlunago Kavod Zelaze. And that emphasis, that the preparation for Kabbalah Satorah has to be coupled with that element of the Achdus of Knesset Yisrael. The Rachaim writes that that was a precondition of Kabbalah Satorah. That Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Ish Echad Lev Echad, was not just simply, right, an observation, but rather it was a requirement of Kabbalah Satorah, because without that, the entire purpose, the Ramban writes, of Mamed Har Sinai Kabbalah Satorah is not only Hasros Hashchina, but that which manifests and represents the Achdus of Knesset Yisrael. That emphasis of unity and achdus and opposite, the sense of purity and machlokes, that no doubt is one of the significant lessons of what we just learned yesterday in Parshas Tazria and in Parshas Metzora. I remember years ago that why you put out a publication, a Mitocha Ohel. So they asked me to write for Mitocha Ohel. They asked me, do you have a particular parsha? You know, like your favorite parsha? anything is fine. I'll get back to you. Okay, fine. So they gave out all the parshas, and I said, okay, you said we can get back to you. Tazria and Metzora, that's the only parsha that's left. I said, I'm thrilled. That's a gavaldik. I would have chosen Tazria and Metzora. So it was good. How do you write the Hashgafanta? How do you write? That's it. You know, Tazria and Metzora is, you know, I began with the Gemara Erech and Adav Tezayin. You know, that tells us that why is it that when it comes to the plight of the Metzora, Badal Yeshev, Bichutz L'machane Moshava, that why is it that he has to be Chutz L'machane? So as you know, the Gemara writes in Erech and Av Tezayin that as a result of this Lashon Hara and the Rechilut, you know, it's so shemra that who hivdil ben ish le'ishto ve'ish le'reyu, he caused dissension within Knesset Yisrael, so very literally, a midah k'neged midah, midah k'neged midah. So the consequence, the onesh, is that he's sequestered. If you're causing dissension within, so therefore it's so appropriate that the repercussion will be badad yeshev, michutz lamachne, moshavos. That's not true of other forms of tumas meis and atumios of migufo, but here, if it's a function of who hivdil, he's motzi, shem ra, you understand very well why badad yeshev, michutz lamachne, moshavo. One is a natural consequence, but also it's a time for introspection, to realize that, you know, without the tzibur, right, one cannot continue and exist. And therefore, sometimes that realization only becomes a reality when you're without, when Barad Yeshev, Michutz Lamachane Moshava. So when you look in the Gemara Moed Katan Daf Tezvav, the Gemara tells us striking details of the Parsha and the plight of the Mitzara. The Torah tells us the following, Begodav Yifrumim, that what exactly does that mean? That the Mitzara is obligated to rip kriya. Interesting. Avasaf amyate, the Gemara tells us the following, that there's an isser of she'ela shalom. You're not allowed to greet the mitzvah. And furthermore, that yate means he has to engage in atifas arosh. He has to wrap his head. What about when it comes, for example, to tefillin? The Gemara raises the issue that is a mitzvah allowed to wear tefillin? And the Gemara tells us, absolutely not. Tefillin is considered to be, right, an adornment. Perecha chavosh alecha. And he cannot go ahead and adorn himself with tefillin. So he rips kriya. He doesn't wear tefillin. Atifas arosh. There's nisrav she'ela shalom. I don't think it's a stretch at all. No? That, what does all that point to? Points to Avelos. Rashi writes that. My cotton up to as well. The Rambam writes that. In Perikir of Hochus Tumas Aras. Ke'ovil. I would tell you a striking observation, but I think it's clear, even though we don't really make that association. These Nihuki Avelus are the Rabbanan. The Ke'en Daraisa, the model of Avelus, is Saras. Avelus. The Torah tells us that when a person acts in such a fashion, and the Torah insists badad yeshev, the result is nihuge avelos. Why exactly is that true? Because whenever we speak about kedushas Yisrael, right, our lifeline, it means no doubt that there's a dual axis. There's a kedusha that each individual undeniably possesses, a kedushas Yisrael, right. Selam Elokim, Banim Lamakom. But beyond that, there's a kedusha of being part of the tzibur. It is not just simply that we as individuals, right, we're zochetu, but rather, right, our lifeline, our kedusha, is linking in, being part of that collective tzibur. And when that is no longer a possibility, Bagad Yeshev, so therefore the Torah mandates nihuge avelos. in a very literal sense, what the Gemara tells us in Adam Daf Samach Daled, that Mitzorah Chashuv Kameis. And if the Mitzorah will ask, Avelus, I'm sitting Shiva for whom? The answer is, he's sitting Shiva for himself. The Torah mandates, Yugi Avelus. And therefore, Kriya. And therefore, Isra Hanochas Tfilin. And therefore, Atifa Sarosh. Maybe that there's a correlation between the 7 days, which are so significant in terms of the process of Saras, and the 7 days of Shiva. This is the model daraisa of Nihuge Avelus. And therefore, yeah, the Torah tells us that Badad Yeshev, you have to recognize that without that link to the Tzibur, therefore your lifeline has been severed. And the avoda of the Mitzorah now is to regain that sense of connection. And what better way to demonstrate what is lacking than that element of Nihuge Avelos. And therefore, right, exactly, Nihuge Avelos, patterned after the plight of the Mitzorah. I commented as follows, that, you know, there's one halacha where the plight of the Mitzorah differs from that of a person who is an Avel. You know, the Gemara Moikat and Daf Yudalit, we discussed this in earlier Shiurim, that a person, Rachman al-Islam, is an Avelus, and all of a sudden Yantif comes. So, you know, Yantif cuts Avelus short. If a person, right, loses a relative during Yantif, then Nihug Avelus does not begin until afterwards. If a person is in Shiv, in Shloshim, the onset of Yantif severs the Avelus. Avelus and Simchas Yantif cannot coexist. I understand they can't coexist, but how do you know that Simcha trumps? How do you know that that takes preference over the Dinei Avelus? I understand that indeed that is true, and that is not the case when it comes to a Mitzorah. When it comes to a Mitzorah, the Rambam writes in Perak Yud of Hilchos Tumas Saras, that Gemara in Moed Katan, that knowing tzoroso v'regel, even on Yantif, a person remains a mitzora. Even on Yantif, the tzaras lingers. Why exactly is that true? So I suggested simply the following, that how do you know that Avelus comes to an end with the onset of Yantif? There's a mitzvah of Simcha, but there also is a mitzvah of Avelus. So I understand the tension, but why is that resolution so obvious? So the Gemara explains that now, because asi mitzvah derabim v'dachi mitzvah diyachid, because simcha navelos, simcha is a chovas ha-tzibur. There you're part of the tzibur of Knesset Yisrael. And avelos is only a chiyuv individually. And whenever you have that type of tension, the mitzvah derabim that you're part of trumps the chiyuv of avelos diyachid. That is only typically for a mitzorah, vadad yeshe. Right, the mitzorah is going to argue that asi mitzvah deravim, v'dachi mitzvah diyachid alavai. No, if typically that's the case, but vadad yeshe means that being sequestered, being secluded, means that you've lost that connection. The tumas saras is an attempt to be able to go ahead and to regain, but you've lost that connection. And for the Mitzorah, one cannot argue asi mitzvah derabim v'dachi mitzvah diyachid, and therefore noheg tzaraso v'regel. That's part of what we mentioned in terms of the plight of the Mitzorah. It's one of the most stunning parshias that one can envision. Now there's a beautiful comment of the Ramban as well, where the Ramban maintains that, you know, when we think about Eretz Yisrael, we often think about Kedushas Ha'aretz in terms of mitzvos HaTlios Ha'aretz. You know, we think about Kedushas Ha'aretz, so Trumos and Maisros and Shemit and Yovel. I once discussed in the past at great length that, you know, that is true, that is an element of Kedushas Ha'aretz, but Kedushas Ha'aretz is not limited to Mitzvah Satlius Varetz. One could create a whole list of Dinim Daraisa that have nothing at all to do with Kedushas Karka that only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Well, the Rambam puts it in Perek Dalet of Maseches Bechoros, in Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam writes that the collective entity of Klal Yisrael, Kohol Yisrael, Tzibur, is only Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. That is the Tzibur. Like in Chutz La'aretz, you're like Yechidim. In Eretz Yisrael, that is the collected unit of Klal Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Dinei HaTzibur, whether it's Parham Davar Shel Tzibur, or whether it's Smicha, or whether it's Halel B'Tzibur, or whether it's Tainis Tzibur, you know that the Mishnah says, when you witness the entire Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, you recite a special bracha. No, 600,000, the Rambam writes, obviously, that's only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. No, the entire collectivity of Klal Yisrael is B'nei Eretz Yisrael, meaning the Yoshvei. The Yoshvei Ha'aretz. So it's always important to be mindful of beyond. Right, mitzvah satlias aretz. Mitzvah satlias aretz are an indicator, a symptom of a broader concept of Eini Hashem Elokecha Ba. And the Ramban writes that Tazria Mitzora is such an obvious indicator. Because this whole concept, a person can go ahead and violate an Avera. A person can speak Lashon Hara, and all of a sudden, you know, the shading of the walls of his house change. A person can violate an aver, and all of a sudden his clothing, right, is different. A person breaks out with saras because of a person violating an avera. The Ramban writes that you have to realize that now that causality, that a mitzvah and avera can manifest itself in such common sense physical terms. The Gemara writes in Gittin now that in Eretz Yisrael, Avera was violated, and all of a sudden the market crashed. Now, what is the cause? Not economic trends, but Avera and Mitzvah. Right? That is based on a certain assumption that there's a harmony, there's a fusion, that the physical world is only a function of Avodas Hashem. And that, the Ramban writes, is why these Tumas Saras and Nigei Batim and the like is only Bebeis Eres Achuz Asfem. Can't be Chutz La'aretz, no? That reality doesn't exist. You can't pride yourself on the fact that we don't have Tumas Saras, no? The fact that we don't is an indicator that there's a disconnect. And therefore, right, what we do is not going to resonate the same way as before, because that connection, that bond in Golos, in times of Churban, without a Beis Hamikdash, right, is stretched to the point that the causality is not something that is immediately felt. And one has to be very, very mindful of that. And the Ramban writes, it's so obvious then, that in Eretz Yisrael, that indeed is true. There's an Alshich that quotes an amazing Medrash that Tumas Batim, the Torah says, is only if you have a residence, Bebeis Eretz Achuz Asfem. Eretz Yisrael? The Medrash writes more. Beis Eretz Achuz Asfem Zeha Mikdash. Feis HaMikdash. That's the reference. And what exactly does that mean? You notice that there's a negat saras. What happens? The balabais, miyasholabais, comes present and says, kenega, nirli babais. No? The balabais comes forward and says that there is a nega. Now, the Alshah quotes the Medrash, that zehakadosh baruch hu. It's a reference to the Mikdash Hashem. That you're supposed to have a Mikdash Hashem that represents kavod, tiferes, and all of a sudden, right, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, there's a nega, that this Beis HaMikdash is not accomplishing its desired goal. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares that there is a nega in my home. And it's necessary for Knesset Yisrael to respond. And sometimes the response is, Anasa says Habayis, that Churban Habayis results from the fact that the Mikdash Hashem not being that bastion of Achdus of Klal Yisrael and Hashras HaShchina. However, the Ashlech writes that the Medrash continues, that Rishav HaKohen, Uva HaKohen, Vitir HaKohen HaSabayis, Kirnir Pahanega, that ultimately, right, when Bnei Yisrael is chozer b'tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and sees to it, that the Beis HaMikdash is restored, because after all, that is the idyllic form of Hashras HaShechina. The Parsha of Tumas Negaim, not only insightful for Kedushas Haaretz in the broadest sense, but a reference to Beis HaMikdash, as well. It's something to be mindful of, especially during the time of the Yemei HaSfira. It's like Rov Rishon in Mikra Hadin, Sfira Somra only Drabanan, without the Schus of Beis HaMikdash, and Hakravas HaKarbanos, and the Minchas HaOmer, and therefore, at the Balama writes, we don't recite the Brach of Shechiyana. Sfira Somra Bizman HaZeh is a mitzvah sheishbo Agvas Nefesh. As Tosfos writes in Maseches Megillah Daf Chav, we conclude the Sfira HaRachman HuYachsir with the Bakasha, with the Tefillah to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that once again we should witness the restoration of the Mikdash Hashem to be able to fulfill all aspects of Avoda, embracing the Minchas Omer to fulfill all aspects of the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Sfira HaOmer.